So I was looking at today's lesson from Gurudeva and chose a few excerpts from it. We're starting out with a portion from Dancing with Shiva. He's talking about what is the ultimate goal of earthly life. The ultimate goal of life on earth is to realize the self, the rare attainment of nirvikalpa samadhi. Each soul discovers its Sivanas, absolute reality, Parashiva, the timeless, formless, spaceless self-God, Om Namah Shivaya. So one of the beauties of Gurudeva's teachings are that he both gives us very high ideals, which is common in Hinduism. We say Jiva is Shiva, you are God. You are a divine being. But he also gives us very practical ways of achieving those goals, and he also explains them more clearly than you usually find. So, for example, in terms of realizing God or our oneness with God, one of the useful ways that Gurudeva breaks it down is in merging with Shiva. Put on my glasses, it's smaller print. Gives us nine ways of merging with Shiva. Number 8 is the one we just read. But there's 7 that come before it, and 1 that comes after it. Let me just find it. Nine ways of merging with Shiva. Nine progressive ways of merging with Shiva are possible today. In fact, impossible to avoid. Shall we now explore these 9 ways, the wonderful ways of merging with Shiva as we walk the Sanmarga, the straight path of Dharma? A jiva or soul merges with his potential mother, who gives a physical body to which his astral body is attached. This is the first merger. Then when his first guru, the parents train him to quell the instinctive mind and become a producing member of the family and the social and global communities, the second merger occurs. Why should these two developments be related to merging with the Supreme? It is because Shiva is the life of our lives, as the venerable saints teach. Shiva is the life of all sentient and insentient beings, the sea of prana, ever emanating mysteriously from the all of the allness of his mystery being, by which all life exists and all happenings happen. Therefore, to merge energies with all other humans without making differences is to find Shivanas in all and within all. Having merged with the biological and social worlds, it then is for the young jiva, embodied soul, to be introduced by the parents to the family guru for spiritual training. Obedience and devotion to the guru is again another merger in Shivanas, for the Satguru is Sada Shiva, or Shiva in form, having realized Shiva in formlessness. It is from the Satguru's constant silent emanation that the Shishya thrives, as do flowering trees, bushes, and vines thrive and grow from the sun's silent rays and the occasional showers of rain. Unless you live here, of course. Constant showers of rain. No words need be spoken, for both Shishya and Guru know the same. The Shishya, having had his training in scripture, divine inspiration of song, meaning and dance from his first Guru, the parents. Well, the next one is interesting, and you might not have thought of it. Having walked the Sanmarga through the Charya and Kriya Margas, and having disciplined mind and emotions, the Shishya is ready for the fourth merger into Shivanas. This is accomplished through art, calligraphy, drawing divine forms, writing out scripture in one's own hand, and depicting through drama by learning and playing music, by having all bodily currents move in the rhythms of the sounds of nature. For nature is nada in the external. It has its own choreography, and this merger is with Nataraja, Lord of the Dance. is also the merger with knowledge of all kinds, of language and mathematics, of the many sciences and arts. So the whole idea of cultural refinement is being brought out here. The traditional kalas of Hinduism, and teaching children, taking time to master cultural pursuits such as music, dance, calligraphy, and so forth, is an important refinement in merging with Shiva. The fifth merger is deeper, endeavoring to penetrate the intuitive world, communing with nature, and counting the many dreams, visions, and other mystical experiences that await the seeker of truth. It is merger with the selfless life, of seeing oneself in others, and others in oneself, of losing the barriers that divide one from another, and the eternal world and the internal world from the external. It is living a harmonious life with a heart filled with love, trust, and understanding for all, desiring to give rather than wanting only to receive. The light that lights each thought, picture, when traced to its source, is the sixth merger, the yoga of detaching awareness from that which is aware of, and being the light that lights the thoughts, rather than claiming identity as being the thoughts, then tracing this light of the mind out of the mind into the beyond of the beyond. Yea, this is the sixth way we merge into the divine. The Lord of the dance emanates his own lighting effects, does his own choreography, creates his own music, and enjoys, as the audience, his own performance. So this is a very practical practice that Gurudeva gives us in terms of meditation. Quite often, the biggest problem for those trying to meditate is thoughts. You know, the thoughts are constantly there, the thoughts are constantly wandering. What do we do with the mind to focus it, to quiet it down? And Gurudeva is giving us a very simple but very effective practice, which is to look at an object, to visualize an object, such as visualizing a tree in our mind, and take the tree out, and what do we have left? We have the light that illuminated the tree. It's like a television screen. If you take away the picture, you still have the light. So the light of the mind without the picture is the sixth way of merging with Shiva. And this light can be traced into deeper superconscious states. In other words, we can use this light not as the destination of the journey, but as the beginning of the journey. In other words, we can first see the light and then go deeply into it and end up in deeper states of consciousness. The seventh merger is into the nadi-nadi-shakti, that unrelenting sound heard as the inexplainable E of a thousand Veenas being played simultaneously by Veenadhara, another form of Lord Shiva, the maker of sound, the composer of the symphony. The nada is traced to its source, deep within the within, the city of a thousand lights and sounds. For sound is light, and light is sound, in this sphere of Sat-Chit-Ananda, all-pervasive oneness with all form, the self flowing through the mind, untouched by it, yet sustaining it in a mightily mysterious way. So hearing the nada nadi shakti, the high E sound at the top of the head, is an even deeper experience than seeing the inner light. The eighth merger with Shiva is Parashiva, becoming and being timeless, formless, spaceless is the total transformation of the soul body, the mental body, the astral body, the pranic body, and the physical body. It is a breaking of seals which subsequently makes changes never to be repaired. A new, an entirely new process begins. It is the ultimate healing of all karmas, the ultimate knowing of dharma. So that's the one that we started with. That's the ultimate goal of earthly life, as Gurudeva described it in our sloka today. There's one more. And now lastly, once the soul evolves out of the physical, pranic, emotional, mental, and causal sheaths, anamaya, pranamaya, manomaya, vijñamaya, and anandamaya koshas, they are needed no more. It evolves into Vishvagrasa, the ninth and final merger with Shiva, as an infant effortlessly becomes a child a youth, and a youth an adult. Yes, the soul, jiva, encased in five bodies, is indeed merged into the emanator, preserver, and absorber of the inner and outer universes as simply as a drop of water merges into the ocean, never to be found again. This is the timeless path, the holy Vedas of the Sanatana Dharma. This is the timeless path the holy Vedas of the Sanatana Dharma proclaim. As a seed becomes a bud and a bud becomes a flower, these nine steps of spiritual unfoldment are inevitable for all humankind. So that's a very inspired and beautiful writing that Sridevi did, and also very practical. It helps us understand a progressive way of merging with Shiva, so we can figure out where to start. Where are we? What's our next step? How can we go deeper? Emerging with Shiva.